Well, Alex, talking to you before the start of the Standard Chartered Dubai Marathon, this is, in a way, a bit of a landmark moment because your quest to run 10 million metres, you're going through the million mark.
Yeah, for me it's a bit of a watershed. To be quite frank, I about 5 years ago I would never have thought that I would be here standing in Dubai about to run past the million metre mark or even taking part in this 10 million metre challenge. So it's an exciting week for me.
In a sense, explaining 5 years ago, because obviously it's not 5 years ago that you thought, well, I don't, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm a fit young man, and then your life changed.
Yeah, about 2.5 years ago I was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, which eventually will stop me moving. So I decided to keep moving, fight this disease, challenge and raise awareness for young onset Parkinson's, because there are 6 million people in the world with Parkinson's, and I'm sure there are millions more that have yet to be diagnosed, and raise £1 million for research into a cure.
And people, when you find yourself being diagnosed, how much was it sort of like being hit by a 10-ton truck?
Right in the face, absolutely. I was completely numb. And after months of going through a process of trying to accept it, I found myself lost in the Sahara whilst doing the Marathon des Sables. And it was at that point I decided I thought I could do something better. And after coming back from the MDS in 2009, I got together with a friend of mine and we started this idea of 10 million meters, just less than 6,500 miles. And everything is only counted, the distance is only counted in the races. So any of the training and everything else, that goes by the by. The adventure so far has taken me across the Sahara, across the Bavarian Alps, some of the toughest races I've got coming up, and this
Dubai, thankfully it's flat.
Yeah, it's thankfully flat, but it's a bit of a challenge because I'm not used to road running. Usually I'm a trail runner, so this is going to be fun.
So why did you, I presume obviously you were a fit young man, and why did you think, right, I'm going to keep this going? Do you feel it's helping you in a sense of fight your disease?
Absolutely. I think exercise is absolutely fundamental for everybody. I think sport is fundamental for everybody. I think it creates a sense of well-being. It's been said that if we all exercised and we exercised regularly, probably half the world wouldn't have the cancers. I'm not saying that's fact, but people do say. I certainly, for one, when I run 50 miles, I don't shake any more than I would do at any other time. But I feel so much better, and I feel a sense of confidence and a sense of achievement.
Well, from this, though, you are setting yourself some big hurdles along the way to get to your 10 million, and the biggest one seems to be running across America. That's quite a large continent.
Yeah, about 3,000 miles, a little bit more than that. That's currently in the pipeline. Before that, I've got a 1,521-mile run across Europe starting in June this year. Fingers crossed that gets all sorted. I'm in the process of, you know, trying to sort that out, but it's an adventure. And I think, you know, what I'm trying to say to people is that no matter what happens, I get up every morning, I choose to have a good day, and I've challenged myself. And if that inspires other people to get up, move, exercise, and generally take advantage and live life to the full, then I think that's fantastic.
And while you may be trying to run 10 million, if you could set yourself a target in terms of cash you want to raise?
Yeah, £1 million.
Oh, just 1 million, nothing.
I mean, if I raise more than that, that would be a boon. Mm-hmm. But 1 million is a healthy figure, and it's a huge figure. And I'm quite daunted as to whether or not I will make it. But I'm sure with everybody's help, I will.
And obviously, your knowledge now of the disease, how confident are you that they can find a cure for what is a disease that is so cruel to so many people?
I think I'm confident that there will be a cure. Whether or not that is in my lifetime, I do not know. But what I do know, and what I am absolutely 100% sure of, is that within my lifetime, there will be cures, and I mean this subjectively, that will allow people to have their independence, to be able to live with a disease without feeling socially embarrassed, to be able to deal with everyday things that most of us take for granted, such as walking downstairs, dressing yourself, to be able to button up your shirt, for example. All of these, you know, simple things that most people take for granted. I think there are incredible advances in medicine at the moment, and those that are coming, that will change the way that people with this disease live today.
Well, best luck. When you go through the million meter mark, somewhere out on the course on the Sheikh Zayed Road, will you allow yourself a little wave and a little hoopla?
Yeah, I'll be jumping around.
And just finally, if people want to donate, how do they do it?
They can go to my website at www.alexflynn, that's FLYNN.co.uk, and there's a site, there's a Just Giving icon, and it's a secure donation, and it goes direct to the Cure Parkinson's Trust charity.
Well, best of luck for not only this Friday, but for the rest of the challenge. Good luck.
Thank you.